This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Sean and RJ, multiple rounds with Jerry Jones this morning. That is first on The Fan. It's second on ESPN.com right now. Pretty impressive as Jerry Jones joins us here on The Fan twice weekly. And we're used to, you know, content, breaking news coming forth from it. But nothing quite like this morning. General at your service. Salute to you. There's Broadus, former Cowboy scout, NFL executive, a man that once called Jerry Jones his boss twice, maybe.
15 years worth.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control, feathering his nest. He's fixing to go 5 hours flawless once again.
I'm a man that's never called Jerry Jones my boss once.
That's right.
Yeah, how
yes.
about that?
Yes, you got Lucius Alexander in there. Of course, Woolchuck and Chiafalo. And still, you know, Lucius picking up the video coordination. Salute to him for that as well. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Yeah, tremendous moment of content gold. You know, second highest story on ESPN.com. Salute to Sean and the guys. Just an incredible job navigating that discussion. You got a live one. You got a hot one. And the questions, I don't think were inappropriate or insensitive.
No.
And in went Jerry on multiple occasions, you know, suggesting that maybe he'd have to find somebody else's radio show to go on. We take him, by the way. I just want to make that real clear.
Yes. Yeah. Collectively, I think that was unanimous.
Yeah, Jerry, if you're out there thinking, man, those Sean and RJ guys are just a little too tough, you know, or inappropriate, you know. Come to think of it, those questions were inappropriate. But no, we want to
run back over there real quick.
I do want to kind of start the day by at least reasserting the appreciation for what Jerry Jones has done for, you know, sports media, for The Fan. You know, and the great partnership that we've had with him over the years, you know, and I certainly wouldn't want anything that we say to threaten that or, you know, infer any kind of disrespect that we have for everything that, you know, he's done for the NFL and for us here at 105 through The Fan. Now, you know, that being said, I also think it showed how much Jerry cares. You know, he's not accepting bad football. And I like to see that. It obviously hit a wire somewhere, you know, down the line between the New Orleans game, the Baltimore game, and this one.
I think the way they've lost
is
been, I think that's the thing that bothers Jerry the most. I think that you know, as a guy who, he played on a national championship team at Arkansas, so he understands that part of it. He's won Super Bowls. You know, he's seen really, really good football, and he knows his team right now is not playing good football. And I think the losses, the home losses, I think that really, really bothers him to the point of where, you know, like I said earlier, he's earmarked several of these players to be difference makers. And they haven't been difference makers. You know, and I think that's the thing is, you know, when you run a front office, you're trying to build your team, you're trying to get the right players, you're trying to get the right coach, and none of that seems to be working right now for him. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the frustrating part of it. And I think that's when Sean pushed him about, you know, some of the things that's happened in the past. You know, that's just a reminder to him that, yeah, I maybe failed the team doing this. I failed, you know, maybe some of the off the, you know, because Jerry told us at the Senior Bowl, he wants to be better playing run defense and he wants to be able to run the ball. Said that. You know, that was his quote. And they do neither. And so I think that's where he looks at it right now, and it's like, you're reminding me of something I already knew. You know, why are we having to go back? Yes, if he would have come out and said, yeah, I failed you this way, then I think things would be a little bit different. But, you know, his frustration level is clearly, because I've seen him mad. I've seen him really mad. And so, you know, that's a place you don't want to go. But, he does have to look at himself, and the front office all have to look at themselves as well, because the team is what it is. Now, they're one game back in a division that pretty much looks like it's for the taking. You know, if you can kind of figure out.
But they seem like they are as far away from being able to take it as any team in the league.
But that's
they're a bad football team.
Offensive. They needed a great offensive effort the other day, being shorthanded, and they didn't get it. And I think that's what's really frustrating to Jerry Jones right now. That, like I said, those guys he's earmarked.
Right.
Martin, you know, held out on him, got a new contract.
Yeah.
Steele got a contract.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the wide receiver contract, quarterback contract. You know, he's paying dead money to a running back that doesn't look like he can play anymore.
He's playing dead money to Michael Gallup. He's going to be paying Michael Gallup money
so
next year, too.
There's a lot of decisions that he's very, very frustrated by. And I think it more has to deal with what he's dealing with his offense. And he's probably frustrated at his head coach a little bit, who is the primary play caller.
I mean, it's crazy though. They are 3-3, you know, and Jerry has been in this situation many times.
Yeah.
Why so triggered this time? Why so much emotion this time? And I think it's maybe
it's the money. I think it's what he had to go through to get Dak and CD done.
Yeah.
And I rewarded you guys.
I think it's that he sees the arrow overall in the organization is pointing down, and there isn't a light at the end of the tunnel right now for how good this football team is. You're facing having to find a new head coach.
Yeah.
You know, you have back-to-back drafts that you're getting no help from, and your identity is being a team that always had a good offensive line that could protect Dak and keep you top five offense is now gone. Zach Martin is not good. Tyron Smith is gone. Travis Frederick long ago. And you don't, you know, have any reason to believe on the roster that this thing is going to turn around. You're bottoming out right now with no hope in sight. Like every other time they've been 500 or below, it's been because a quarterback's been hurt. Well, right now, it's because your scouting department has failed you in back-to-back drafts, and you're a losing team that can't make the playoffs, and it's a lack of relevance here, right? He is now having the reaction that we have when they spend decades not winning the Super Bowl. We're taking away what's most important to him, which is the ability to drive TV ratings, which requires a team good enough to make the playoffs. The big picture of the Cowboys, and then you put his age in there. Is he still agile enough to lead the kind of football team that can be good on the field or manage the media side as well? And I thought today was a clear sign that maybe he's losing his ability to do both.
He said that he believes in his roster.
And that's delusional.
That's a red flag.
That's not accepting that you have built a bad roster. And that's been the problem for 30 years.
Yeah, he believes in his roster. That's what he's hanging hope on right now, that he still believes in this roster. You know,
because that's what he feels like is most on him. He's like, I'm the general manager. These players, I'm the one that really oversees these. He can kind of lash out at the coaching because he's not in the huddle with a headset on the sideline. But when it comes to the players on the roster, he's never going to admit that it's not good enough, because that he feels like, hey, the buck stops with me there. I'm the one that put these players in it. And nobody could do it better than me. I pick the best players. So don't tell me the players aren't good.
Everything you said about what he said at the Senior Bowl, right. But that's also... that's on him as the general manager, right? And then when Bobby asks him about exactly what you said at the Senior Bowl, he counters with, well, I also think I added paying Dak and CD, and that's all in.
And you got done,
but you didn't address the other thing. You didn't answer the question.
I think that's the most disappointing thing to him right now, that he went ahead and made those overtures to getting all that done, and it's not working for him. I think that's the biggest frustration level for him right now.
Yeah. Yeah, because he knows the team's not good enough.
Well, they're not playing. And he believed in these players, and he still does.
Yeah.
You know, he's 3-3. That's That's his hope, that they find a way to turn this around.
But that's the problem.
Yeah, if he that's really why believes they're good enough.
If they don't turn it around, that no. Now, let's be fair about it. If they don't turn it around, then yeah.
Yeah, you'll have a new head coach.
You'll have a new head coach and likely some new pieces to your roster. Yeah, you probably won't have Zach Martin and others.
But the same guy in charge who thinks this is good enough,
So Jerry said, tell me all the things that I've done right instead of just all the things that I've done wrong. There's been a lot of right as an owner.
Yeah.
My issue with Jerry has never been as an owner. The issue and the criticism is strictly as a general manager. Amari Cooper just got traded today. The Cleveland Browns got more in return for Amari Cooper, two, 3 years now older than what you got when you first traded him. Because you got in your feels. You got emotional. Mm-hmm. You made it personal. And you just wanted to get him the hell out of here and get rid of that contract. And you did. What'd you get in return? Devin Harper, who you drafted with that draft pick out of Oklahoma State as a linebacker. Not on the team anymore.
Fifth rounder.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's awesome. It's the stuff as a general manager that's gone on now for 30 years, and he deserves to be frustrated if he wants to be, and the fans deserve to point the finger because he is to blame for all of this, and he never does anything to address it or change it, and it's probably never going to change, Brian, to your point. A new head coach can come in here. They've had different quarterbacks. They've had different players. That's the one constant. All the success that he's had as a businessman, they haven't finished top four in their sport. They haven't made a conference championship game in this 30 years. You're telling me he wouldn't make a change in any of his other business ventures if they weren't finishing top four in whatever business that is? That's egotistical. That's turning a blind eye to you being the problem. He is. He needs to fire himself as the general manager. He won't ever do it, but that's the issue. And until that happens and there's a change in that place, we're going to have the same conversation every year. We're doing this with the Cowboys. They're not good enough. They can't beat good teams. Maybe they'll win 12 games in the regular season. That's all great. What happens? You lose in the playoffs and you flame out. And there is a generation of Cowboy fans like myself and Eric that are in your 25 to 35 range that have never seen this team have any type of success. That's got to change. It's irritating, annoying. I can't defend it. I can't listen to any of the BS excuses anymore. I'm sorry. It's over and done. You've got to hold them accountable. I've got to hold them accountable. And I'm trying my best to. I don't think that that's going to matter either. He's going to tell me to go bleep myself. I'll fire you. I'll go get somebody else to come sit in your chair. That's okay. Do it. But it's making you look like a problem because you are.
No, I do think it's a big problem. And I think where it goes from here is another opportunity to hire a head coach. And hopefully what we're seeing is a massive frustration with how the coaching staff is deploying his players. Is he right to blame the coaches more than the players? I don't know. They could all do a much better job. But if you're upset, if you're disappointed, maybe, that's a big enough catalyst to do a thorough investigation.
That's your hope as a Cowboy fan. That's really your only hope because, Zach,
get a visionary head coach.
Everything you said, you're right, is not going to change from the ownership being a general manager and all. It's not going to change. Your hope is, though, that and like I say, it hasn't proven to be the case until we're proven wrong, but they have to. If they change this coach out, they have to go through an exhaustive search. They have to. And if they don't, then you know what? I'm just going to, like everybody else, just step back and say, okay, it is what it is. It's not going to change. I'll talk about this team. I'll be on pregame shows, postgame shows. I'll do podcasts and all that. But as a fan, I shouldn't care. If they don't care enough to really go through and do that, make the necessary changes that way, then as a fan, you should say, I've completely given up on you here.
Yeah. Yeah. And that would be the thing that would change it.
If you go out there and interview a Rooney Rule candidate and then 36 hours later have a coach, shame on you for that.
But check it out. I do think a combination of the rules, the offensive line, Tony, Dak, Dez, Amari, CeeDee, just those players, along with that great offensive line, has bought them the ability to be relevant with their winning for 15 years now. You take that away, you're heading for 7-10. You're heading for 8-9. And we're already, at a historical level of disappointment. I think that could be enough to get a lot of Cowboys fans in that mindset of, I'm just not going to watch, you know? And when that does happen, I think you will get a massive change from Jerry Jones. You see how much it bothers him right now to just not be a playoff team. I mean, it's not like they're champions ever, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, we've fallen from championship status. I'm furious. We have a standard, the Cowboys. He's this mad because they might not make the playoffs. Yeah. You know?
That's the standard.
Wow.
That's it.
So
he might be mad at himself for making these deals, though,
too. And why that's important is because it convinces a big part of the fan base that they're actual contenders. That's all he wants, is to maintain that line. Take that away. I think for maybe 2-3 years, you know, and we could be looking at a complete reimagination of the way that this front office should go. Hopefully, anyway, you know, if they're not as stubborn. I mean, Jerry still got it pretty good at 82, 83 years old, whatever. 82 years old. It's not for a lack of cognitive ability that he was throwing down this morning, right? Maybe it's too emotional, triggered by the disappointment, the toxicity of losing.
Yeah.
But he's still sharp enough.
The way they lost, yeah. I think that was a big factor.
Yes.
I think the three home losses have really, really, really made him struggle with things.
Amari Cooper is going to the Bills, by the way. Devontae Adams to the Jets. Is that happening for sure? NFL News of the Day is coming up at 3 o'clock. We have G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. We'll take some of your texts and continue the sports conversation when we get back. A little hockey as well. Well, Chuck, we got some NHL to look at.
Yeah, we got the Stars in action tonight. How many made the ESPN Top 100? And we got some Gold Glove finalists as well in Major League Baseball. That's next in the nation.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by Soda, that's state of the art. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214-817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. A lot of great texts flying in here over the break. Jeff in Virginia. Jerry showing he's totally clueless. Where do you get players right now? Go ask the Jets and Bills. Jeff and VA off the top rope out of the 703. Here's Wolchuk with some quick buck. Quick buck.
Yeah, let's talk about a team that actually makes some conference championships and even a final here as of late. Actually won a championship. More recent memory than the Dallas Cowboys have. That'd be your Dallas Stars. We've also got Maverick season ramping up. Two teams that are actually relevant here in DFW. And the Stars are looking for the perfect season at 82-0. That quest is alive at 3-0. They are at home again against the San Jose Sharks. That game you can catch on ESPN+. Sharks are winless on the season. They've got a shootout loss to their record as well. It will be Jake Oettinger back in net tonight for your Dallas Stars. And we do have some injury news to update you on, as Tyler Seguin will be out. He's day-to-day with a lower body. I know that's Brian's favorite thing. Like, is it upper or lower body? We don't know actually what it is, but it's lower body for Tyler Seguin.
Yeah. The lower body injury always gets you.
Could be a knee.
Yeah.
Could be a hip. Could be a foot, an ankle. I don't know.
Unless you actually see it happen.
Could be a set of sprained nuts.
But you got... Oh, there
you go. Sprained nuts. Might have to call Jalen Tolbert, figure out exactly how to fix that.
Remember when Hentz got hit in the heel? You kind of felt like when they said lower body injury, you're kind of like, it's either his foot or his ankle.
We know the area.
We know the area.
That one's in.
Yeah. Kind of learned that one.
This is an entire lower half of the body. We're not sure. So Maverick Bork is going to be in Tyler Seguin's place, one of the awesome young new players, hopefully that the Stars are going to have in their future for very, very long. Matt Dumba is going to be week to week. He does not have to have any surgery. But one of the Stars' new defensive additions in the offseason, the defense has been really, really good. I mean, Dumba couldn't stay out of the penalty box in their first game, but overall he's been blocking shots. Now he's hurt, so they're going to recall defenseman Alexander Petrovich, who played some in the postseason. I thought actually had some good minutes.
He did have some good minutes,
in the playoffs. So another big body that they're going to be recalled. Just shows the depth that the Stars have. You know, that's a team that actually has some depth to work with. When you lose a starter, you've got you've planned ahead.
Boom.
You've got somebody that can
throw
slide
a Dumba
in,
at it.
And absolutely, that can come in here and play. So here's ESPN. They've given you the top 100 players in the National Hockey League. How many Dallas Stars do you think make the cut? Because they've got quite a good representation.
Seven.
Oh, my gosh. I'll go, give me five.
Five?
Well, no, give me six.
Six, seven, six. You want to go five? You want to go eight?
I'll go eight.
You go eight? Okay, we're overshooting a little bit. It is five. It is five.
I'm a Stars homer guy,
it
so
is five.
I'm going eight.
But you nailed it, Kevin. Boom! Five it is.
Hockey
five it is.
And
I think they might have left some guys off. Might have left some players off this list. Wyatt Johnston.
Should have been the whole damn team on that list.
They could have put the whole roster.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wyatt Johnston.
I see at least seven.
Coming in at 66, who was not even in the top 100 a year ago. So that's awesome for him that he's been able to crack this just at the age of 21 years old. It's incredible.
He'll be number one in no time.
Damn right he will be. The evaluation from the list on Wyatt Johnston's Stars, just keep developing homegrown talent. That includes Wyatt, who has been a crucial contributor as they seek a third straight conference finals appearance. Not just seeking a conference finals appearance this year, it's time to hoist Lord Stanley's Cup for the first time since 1999. Roope Hintz comes in at number 39 on the list, and he's coming off three consecutive 30-goal seasons. His last season, he totaled 65 points, 30 goals, 35 assists. We're going to try and get that up to maybe 40 goals this year for old Roope, one of the best two-way centers in all of the National Hockey League. Then you got Robo, Jason Robertson, left winger, 25 years old. Had 80 points, 29 goals this past season, helped lead the Stars to the conference finals. Had over 100 points 2 years ago. Need him to get back to that 100-point mark. Also want to see more consistency from him in the postseason, I think, is something we need to be looking at for Robo. Otter comes in at number 33. Jake Oettinger, 6'5", prototypical size for an NHL goaltender, has 30 or more wins in three straight seasons, continuing to make the Stars a legitimate Stanley Cup challenger. But best team, best player on the team, highest-ranked Dallas Star, number 22 on the list, defenseman Miro Heiskanen.
Legend.
There he is.
Highest ranked Stars player. His offensive production was down a bit last season. Tallied 54 points in 71 games compared to his 73 points in 79 games the year prior. But still, 54 points, 15th among all defensemen. His defense remains elite. He's a guy that I think absolutely can try and push for more goals this year, especially now with some of his better defensive pairings to get him back on a strong side. But he's going to have to be the one that carries the guy. Like we talk about Cale Makar with the Avs, and they won the Stanley Cup a couple years ago. Miro needs to be that dude come postseason time. He's doing it not only defensively, but offensively as well, taking a run like Sergei Zubov had when he was just awesome from the blue line on power play for the Stars Stanley Cup
teams. I mean, it's fair to assume that this is now like this is prime Miro time, prime, right? Miro. He's 25 years old. This is the year that Miro puts it all together.
This is what it's all about, baby.
The man from SP.
This is what it's all about. 817 says Stars game will be on Victory Plus, not ESPN Plus. So I know ESPN is advertising it, but you might be very, very right that it's also on Victory Plus, 817. I will go to you for that clarification. But I do believe it will also be possibly an ESPN Plus game, because that's what they're saying on their website. Now, shout out to a couple of Rangers here on your home of the defending World Series champs, which we can still say at least for a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
Nathaniel Lowe, Marcus Semien have been named 2024 Gold Glove finalists. So you've got Lowe looking for his second straight. I don't think he's probably going to end up getting it. He ranked second in outs above average, second in ultimate zone rating, fifth in defensive runs saved, and fifth in fielding percentage. I think that's all much better, like from the naked eye when we were watching Nathaniel Lowe this year. Mm-hmm. Way higher in the rankings than I expected. Semien won a Gold Glove back in 2021. He was behind only Cleveland's second baseman this year in terms of most of the accolades and the statistics for fielding percentage, runs prevented, most innings obviously he played at the position. So we'll see. Maybe we get lucky. Maybe Semien and Nathaniel Lowe will be able to take home some more hardware this year when it comes to Gold Gloves. Last thing I just wanted to mention, we do like rally caps. We got like the rally monkeys. I think we had the rally pumpkin.
Yeah, with the Mets.
Well, the most recent thing for the Dodgers was the rally snake. Found a snake yesterday in the dugout.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Now, if you saw a snake in the dugout, boys, I'll be honest, I'm absolutely just running the other way. I'm a petrified little bee when it comes to snakes. Don't like it.
Southern California, you're probably looking at just a grass snake, probably nothing that bad.
I'd be hoping it was Joe DiMaggio was on my team. Like, sweet, man, we're going to be awesome today.
maybe, but the snake did not help them win. They lost 7-3 to the Mets as that series got evened up at one apiece. But
are they keeping the snake?
No, they got rid of the snake.
It's a little garden snake.
If they
would have won, they're hoisting that.
If they had, then they would be keeping the snake. You're 100% right. We'd have shirts made like the rally snakes. Like, it'd be a theme all in LA right now. But unfortunately, they weren't able to rally with the snake.
Yeah.
There it is, a proper round tripper and some quick puck with the bully. Time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your G-bag of the day, sir.
Whole lot of crash house today.
Yeah.
Whole lot of crash house.
It's a demolition derby.
On a toxic Tuesday.
That's what I thought as soon as I was mid-Jerry. I was like, man, this is kind of like Sam Mitchell from yesterday.
Come on, baby. Whole lot of crash house. Yes, yes, yes. Our winner right here. This would be day four for my man, Sam Mitchell. Timberwolves OG and former head coach of the Toronto Raptors, Sam Mitchell, now works on NBA TV. He's a host. Well, he crashed out on his other host during live TV, during the pregame. He said, don't play with me on the air. I told you about that. Pause. Don't play with me on this live mic.
Hey, Sam, what do you think about the fact that Steve Kerr doesn't get the head coach?
Yeah, I saw that. The coaches don't get medals. I guess it just tells you what international, how they value coaches. Not at all.
I'm surprised.
How do coaches don't get a gold medal?
I'm surprised coaches get a paycheck for this show. I think, like, maybe you should do this pro bono, my friend.
Last time I looked at my check, it's pretty close.
So, hey, oh, wow.
I'm taking donations. Why don't you come up off some of that money you got since you're over there bragging about it?
I'm not bragging about
it. Well, I mean, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you rent your beach house out down in Florida during the hurricane? Or do I need to go on? How about your townhouse over in Buckhead?
Hey, what's going on here, Sam?
You want to call me out? I mean, come on.
I think
you screaming broke and hungry. Let's just see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know what you have and where you live, young fella, so you need to stop.
I think we have snitches on the show today.
No, we don't have snitches. We have truth tellers.
Sam Mitchell.
We have truth tellers. So you're the one who crying poor and destitute up here when do I need to keep going on further, more and more? Or do you want me to stop right now?
Go to this game between
that's
the Sacramento Kings.
I done told you.
That's what I thought you should do.
You got to stop messing with me on national TV. I done told you about that. Hey, do I need to give out the address? Because you're not at home right now.
Look at this. A game in Seattle,
yes.
Sam.
I missed that place.
Wow. You said he gave out the address?
He did, dude.
Yeah, he gave out an address.
That is wild.
I have an update to this story during LA Live tonight at 5:40.
Wow.
I've got an update to this one. I don't know if it answers any questions, but it definitely an update. Hey. And it involves both of them guys.
Oh, good.
They're trying to save face. They're trying to save face.
I am pretty impressed because this host seems pretty young. If he's got a bunch of properties, I'd love to see his portfolio.
He said it's his old lady.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
He married up.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, he married up.
What a brilliant man.
Yeah, man. My mom stopped me from doing that. I did not raise no gigolo. Maybe you did, Ma. Maybe you did. All right, here's one sweeping the nation right here. Climbing up the charts. The RJ and Choppy Show. Which one of these fools is Chop? Where Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, crashes out on host Sean.
Uh-oh.
Crashed out on him.
Uh-oh.
Said, stop bringing up old stuff.
There's one Super Bowl champion, and we want to be that champion. And I'm sure not throwing the towel in today because of what happened out there Sunday. But I'm not going to sit here and waste a lot of energy, a lot of time. Let's talk about what I should have done back in 1907 or 2017. Come on. I've got more time than that, and I actually don't even have time for looking back at decisions.
Okay. So, okay. Jerry, 1970, a little different from this past off season in building the team we're talking about today, which there was a lot of criticism that you guys didn't add, didn't spend, and don't add, and don't spend, and are not aggressive enough with some of the problems that are still haunting the Cowboys today that we see play out on the field. That's the point of talking about the offseason.
Oh, I remember those criticisms very well. Okay, so what?
Are they playing out to be accurate?
What's your point? What's your point?
My point is, it seems like...
Let me tell you what I'll do. Let me tell you what I'll do about it. I will let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years. Okay? I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested in a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me, to talk about this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask why.
Get a job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Wow. That was epic, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like Jerry was pulling the Willington III guy. Like, get in the back and make a Caesar salad.
Man. You're on payroll, bro. Right. Get out of here.
I don't have time for
You're
looking back.
You're a 9 to 5-er.
He doesn't have time to look back until he's talking about everything good he did in the 30 years ago. You know, then it's all about, hey, what happened then? When I bought the team, but otherwise we're not looking back.
It was a great response from Sean. He's like, we're just talking about this offseason and the reason why you're in the mess you're in right now from just a couple of months ago.
You're wrong. Well, actually, I don't even talk about what happened. I love it.
And now you're fired.
Yeah,
and you're fired.
You're fired.
And you're fired.
Get out of here.
Let's freaking go, Jerry.
You will not be interviewing me anymore. I'll tell you what. Hey, he means that, though. Like, if you just go look his history up, there's been cats that have... Now, I think they were on his network at the time, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all right.
Called the games.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, two of them out here. Two legends. Legend stood on business. And they got canned. But they came back. They came back. And, you know, he took a shot at smokers right there in that clip, and I don't like that. People sure like to take a shot at smokers when somebody's right. saying something crazy. Well, what are you smoking today? Yeah. How about that fool might be drunk? Yeah, nobody drinking. Wants to take a shot at the drinkers. How about that fool might be drunk? You can get that anywhere.
Yeah. That would be much more likely to be saying something foolish. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying. Yeah. Standard ground for the smokers. What's up on the Toxic Tuesday? No, before we get out of here, damn, look at that time. Before we get out of here, Cowboys diss track in the key of Sexy Red and Superstar out of Killeen.
Man, here we go again. This team ain't gonna never win. I'm ashamed to be a fan. Got me lying to my friends. Louis belt straight to ass. Dak cannot complete a pass. CeeDee Lamb been playing trash. Man, how long is this gonna last? Damn. Get it, Jerry. Yeah. Quit it, Jerry. Yeah. Retire Jerry, yeah. We gotta fire Jerry. Yeah. Boy, you know this team super bad. I ain't lying. Every week we taking belt to ass. That bitch is me. That cannot complete a simple pass. What he trying to? Man, how long is this bitch gonna last? Who you throwing? Took a 40 ball, beating two times is like a sequence.
I'm like, Dak, way home
who
to
you throwing to? He threw it to the defense. I'm like, Dak, who you throwing it to? He threw it to the ops. I'm like, Dak, you gotta stop. Please. Dak, go to the barbershop. Get that hairline fixed, and maybe you'll stop throwing picks. And maybe CeeDee Lamb will stop being the diva, and he'll stop throwing fits. And maybe Mike McCarthy will be on the
That's
sideline.
That's therapeutic after what we've been through the last
Jerry
couple
Jones
of days.
Might retire because he owed it. Man, here we go.
Wow, what a day. Is it Sam Mitchell on NBA TV? I done told you. Is it RJ and Choppy with Jer Bear? Is it the Cowboys diss track? Man, I'm going to vote for the diss track. That was so good. I feel like that should win, but also RJ and Choppy Show should win.
Which one of these fools is Chop?
Chief, what do you say?
Man, yeah, I'm going to go with the diss track as well. It is special.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. All day.
Wolchuk?
I guess I got to go with the Jerry and Sean deal, but man, those both should win.
Yes, sir. Brian?
Sam Mitchell.
By a score of 3-1-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion is the Cowboys diss track. Congratulations, sir. Nice work there. Put a smile on our face. Helped us laugh when Fantastic. We wanted to cry, mm-hmm. you know? Little college football darty coming up?
Yes, sir. Let's do it. It's a good week to be a Dan, plus a brand new G-Bag Nation award will be handed out next year in the nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for a college football darty, and here's the Chief.
Okay, it's a good week to be a Dan. We saw what Campbell did at AT&T Stadium on Sunday, just tearing us up from top to bottom, running away with it, showboating, and really, really gloating his way to a giant victory. And it was sort of redemption style after last year. So good day to be Dan Campbell. It was also good day to be Dan Lanning, head coach of Oregon, on Saturday. And they go ahead and beat Ohio State. They are now Big Ten foes, and Ohio State, which is supposed to be the most talented Ohio State team anybody's ever seen. That's all we keep hearing about is how talented the Buckeyes are. Ryan Day doesn't know what to do with all that talent. They end up losing the ball game. At the end, it's a bit it's a bit controversial to some extent because in real time, Warren Sharp was like, dude, I think they might have done this on purpose. Mm-hmm.
12 men
Oregon,
on the field.
12 yes. men on the field. There's 10 seconds left in the game, and Oregon calls a timeout. They intentionally add a 12th man late to ensure no big gain occurs. The ball is snapped. There is no big gain, but there's obviously going to be a penalty there. But you just ran off a bunch of time on the clock there, and now Ohio State has no time to really do anything, only time for one more play. So it was a brilliant situation. It was like, did they do that on purpose or not? Well, here was Dan Lanning just yesterday on the subject.
Much of the commentary world has decided and struck you as a genius, Dan, for the 12-man penalty and declared that it was intentional. Was it indeed intentional to induce the throw one-on-one against Jabbar in that spot?
Well, he wasn't one-on-one. We actually had a safety on top. So there was so it's called dog. It's when you play. But he wasn't in extremely tight coverage, but he was in dog coverage where he had safety on top of him. And, yeah, there was a timeout before that. We spent an inordinate amount of time on situations. There's some situations that don't show up very often. In college football, but this is one that obviously was something that we have worked on. So you can see the result.
Brilliant move. Oh, totally.
10 seconds left. You burn 4 seconds. You with that penalty because the play's made. And there's 6 seconds left, and Will Howard has no idea what he needs to do. He scrambles, goes down.
He pulled a Prescott.
He did.
He just ran out the clock and slid, and it's like, oh, no, now there's no more time left in the game. And so we are now going to award, for the first time ever, Dan Lanning. You received the Bill Belichick Loophole of the Week Award because he exploited it in a fantastic way. No harm, no foul. Really just an applause and perhaps a standing ovation if you're a Ducks fan. But now you have the NCAA looking to crack down on the matter. So this makes sense.
This is an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty that could have been 15 yards.
Well,
that's what I bet you the NCAA is looking at right now.
So how could you really assess if they did this on purpose or not for future
calls? No, so the key really is just simply the NFL assesses the 5-yard penalty,
right.
But they also put the time back on the clock. That's the main thing.
So they get the 4 seconds back.
Yeah, Ohio State in that scenario would be like, okay, now you move up 5 yards and you still have the same amount of time you had before that play.
Right.
And so that's where you're almost scratching your head, like, if the NFL does it, why wouldn't college football know to also do that? But they clearly didn't. And so now they're having to circle back, and the powers that be, the NCAA Football Playing Rules Committee, is actively engaged in examining the play for possible action. So that seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah,
you fix that. It's the Dan Lanning rule now, but kudos to him for capitalizing on that particular loophole. And I just love how detail-oriented you are in that moment. Well, just over the course of time, you're like, hey, this is a pretty far-fetched scenario, but in case of it, we're going to be prepared for it. I mean, especially in college, I think that's really, really awesome on his part. And then he ultimately gets the biggest win of his career to date.
I kind of feel like if that game was played at the Shoe, their home clock operator would have left him a second.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
It was pretty close.
That's what the way that, like I say, the kid got to the, Howard got to the point where they were in field goal range, but if he just got down a little sooner, but if you're playing at the Shoe, they stopped that clock on the way down. And are able to make it work. If they, we'll see if they review it, but it was going to be close.
Yeah. Yeah. Bravo, Dan Lanning. First ever.
Well done.
Bill Belichick Loophole of the Week Award.
Future head coach?
Yeah.
In the NFL?
Future head coach of the NFL. Hey, if you're going to be that buttoned up.
I like that attention to detail.
I'm down with it. Okay, people are calling this the Ryder Cup of college football. It looks like we have this in store for us. Did you guys see this? SEC, Big Ten, reportedly in discussions to play a basketball-esque challenge of sorts, non-conference football games between each other.
I think
we've already seen some early this year, some of the first games.
Wisconsin
and Alabama played, and Michigan and Texas played.
Seeing it sprinkled, but now you're talking about the idea of one full weekend, if you will, is just straight up SEC versus Big Ten, and they seed it in a way that should have the best facing the best and the worst facing the worst as it pertains to the conferences. So this would be an extreme amount of fun. And I don't know, are you starting the season this way? This is like your Labor Day. This is your Labor Day college football kickoff.
Yeah.
This is the powerhouses. Boom, here it is. That would be wonderful because you can just own the entire weekend until the NFL comes in and steals it. And then you just need to push it back a week anyways.
Be perfect because, I mean, you already get some of these big-time matchups week one. Like we had Clemson, Georgia. Mm. They got to play. I mean, we've had others.
LSU that, played USC.
Right, in the Florida State stuff in previous years. Yeah. So, I mean, if you wanted to make it week two, I think it wasn't Michigan, Texas week two. So you can do that. You could do that as well. But either way, I love the idea, especially with them also pitching. And we'll see how the 12-team playoff goes this year. But they want to go with that 3-3-1-1-1 model where you get three teams that are guaranteed from the Big Ten and the SEC. So, and now with the 12-team playoff, you could lose one of those. Like,
absolutely.
There's not as much cost for dropping a game.
Yeah.
So you can be a little more risky with the schedule.
Love the idea, man. The super conferences were obviously heading in that direction, but this would be a ton of fun. Awesome. I love it with college football.
And I don't want to go play the good team across conference until week two. You know, I think coaches would see it that way.
Everybody gets a tune-up game. Yep. Okay. The SEC commissioner is saying that the ref should have hit the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on Kirby Smart. The pushing of the Mississippi State quarterback felt pretty egregious and emotional.
He said he was trying to get to his defensive coordinator.
I'm sure he was, but he didn't care what was in his way. And what happened to be in his way was the Mississippi State quarterback, and you just all out shoved him right there.
There's a lot of pushing and shoving going on. That LSU cheerleaders getting a lot of grief now for shoving the Ole Miss player.
I don't know what the deal was with that. The video wasn't conclusive to I didn't spend enough time on it, but it felt like a very split second situation.
It's
that you
very
had to
quick.
Be
all of a sudden,
for.
A player's about to
is
run
a,
into me.
Is it a man cheerleader?
I think it was the man cheerleader, the male cheerleader.
Okay,
yes.
All right. He's probably stepping in to try and defend. Make sure that the ladies aren't getting crushed here.
I like that.
What
else
am I? What am I supposed to do if I have a full steam ahead football player coming at me? I got to defend myself here, right?
He's in full pads.
Unless I have the quickness to get out of the way, but perhaps this guy didn't. I don't know, but I did see that as well.
Yeah. I don't know. What's going on? Cheerleaders are athletes, though. And get out of the way.
Cat light reflexes. Yeah. You know, that's different.
Hey, if you say so, Broadus. Yeah. Headline reads, Oklahoma State's head coach Mike Gundy suffers eye injury after being headbutted by Cal during bye week.
I didn't know cows would get after you like that. You know, I could see maybe a trampling by a cow, maybe a goring from a bull, but just a straight up headbutt? Like, what did you do to tick him off to that extent, Gundy?
Felt personal.
Might have just been the mullet. You know, they just don't like him. I did think what he said, though. I guess the cattle have been watching us play, and I got headbutted.
Yeah,
made a joke about it. It was pretty good.
That is good. I do like that. Have we seen? I haven't seen like visual evidence yet. Is he tore up pretty good? I can't wait to see.
I was
this.
Looking for a screenshot myself.
I was too. I know he moved the pressure to Zoom instead of doing it where they typically do at Oklahoma State.
Okay, so
he probably went audio only.
Yeah, he's might embarrassed be the case. By it. Yeah,
I wanted to get him at the podium looking like Bobby Petrino. With some sort of neck brace and scrapes all over his
Live
face
on
or
forever.
Whatever.
Guy slammed his head on the curb a couple of times. Oh,
yes, he sure did. Okay, shout out to the West Virginia coach, Neil Brown. West Virginia loses 28-16 to Iowa State, and now people are calling for his head, the fan base is, and he says, quote, I get that. I get they want to win, but I would say this. Did they have a good time? Did they enjoy it? It was a pretty good atmosphere at the game. I'm assuming they had a pretty good time tailgating. So if they're in the deal for enjoyment, then I would come back. I looked at the weather, and it's going to be nice again. So he's like, hey, dude, did you guys have fun or not? All right, don't worry about the scoreboard. Did you have a good time? And you were tailgating and boozing, and before we lost by 12 to Iowa State, looked like you guys were pretty damn well enjoying yourselves. So I just think that's a pretty amazing quote there from a coach who's – certainly on the hot seat, but he looked around and he saw college kids having a good time. So what else are we worried about?
What
here?
The hell, man? Yeah. Come on, let them have fun.
What, you don't like football games?
I mean, you're drinking with your friends. What do you guys have to complain about? All right, your parents are paying for your college here. You're boozing on a Saturday. I'm giving you entertainment.
Yeah.
What does it matter that we lost by 12 to the Cyclones at home?
You having fun or not?
Expecting wins for this millions and millions of dollars?
Come on, West Virginia.
I mean, shoot, we're paying the players. I mean, they're happy, you're happy. It's all good, right? Run it back. NFL news of the day coming up next. Well, Chuck, what do you got?
Rodgers is ripping the officiating. We got big-time wide receiver trades, and Bill B taking another shot at the Jets. That's next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.